I'm gonna give you 40 days to get back home. I done called up a gypsy woman on the telephone. I'm gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo that'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna say that she'll be back home in 40 days. I'm gonna say that she'll be back home in 40 days. I was really talking to the judge in a private early this morning. He really took me to the sheriff's office to sign a warning. They're gonna go across charge again, yeah. That'll be the very thing that'll send you. I'm gonna say that she'll be back home in 40 days. Woo! 40 days. 40 days. 40 days. I'm gonna say that she'll be back home in 40 days. 40 days. I'm gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo. That'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna say that she'll be back home in 40 days.
Pictures of a moment of a Oh, gal on a wild horse pike, running out to the end of the line. We got four punches. The sun is sinking low. We got a roll of punches.
I yelled, I screamed, I swore, and she slammed her bedroom door. The house was completely still, and in that silent chill, I began to feel and hear the sounds of my own teen years. Didn't I always say my home would not feel this way? Hey kid, can I come in? Hey, can we start again? There's just too much at stake for us to keep on this way. If this family explodes today and the wounded go their own way, when the time comes to heal, will we still all be here? The pain in my mother's eyes, the day that her father died, was born in her teenage years of wounds that never healed. Your life keeps on calling you. You hear it call, I do too. It gets louder all the time. I know it won't be denied, but there's just a few short years where we will both live here for this precious and fleeting time. Let me see those brown eyes shine. The pain in my mother's eyes, the day that her father died, was born in her teenage age, years of wounds that never healed. If we make a deal today to stop making their mistakes, when the time comes to say goodbye, you won't have my mother's eyes for this precious and fleeting time. Let me see those brown eyes shine.
worst ever feeling. That's how it's been all around me. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer, a guaranteed personality. I'm all tuned in, I see all the programs, I save coupons for packets of tea. I've got my giant hit discotheque album. I empty a bottle, I feel a bit free. Kids in the halls and the pipes in the walls make me noises for company. Long distance callers make long distance calls, and the silence makes me lonely. I'm lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for the special offer, a guaranteed personality. In the supermarket, I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for the special offer, guaranteed personality. I'm all lost in the supermarket, I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for the special offer, guaranteed personality. I'm all lost.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, I had one thing on my mind. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball every chance I could. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn the signs of a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. I'm Paul George. Protect the ones you love. Spot a stroke F-A-S-T. Fast. Life is why. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
psychiatrist who's now a Scientologist.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Dungeon, these creatures and me.
Thank you. darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell, echoing the wells of silence. People bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispering of silence.
one's about the mullet of the muscle car world. Anybody got El Camino here tonight? Yeah? Anyway, this one here is called 69. El